Motorcycle Man.
Look at this game. It's not going to work. The fans are going to blow it away.
Oh, please, go ahead. Continue.
I
dare you to get him now.
Why don't you just shoot him? Load it up and shoot him. Shoot it. Try it. Come on.
Are you going to really try to go through the blades?
Where's my...
He just fell.
Yeah, of course it did. He didn't even come close.
Did he fall?
Yeah, he's on the ground.
He's on the ground?
As long as he's not on my head.
No.
With my luck, I'll be eating jambalaya and this fucking thing come whoop, walking down my face.
Which is, I have a funny story about that, and we're going to talk about that in a minute. A really funny story.
You know what we can't do just yet?
What?
Yes!
No!
That's not that one. It's, I need the other one that's got my fucking tugboat. You know what I need to do? I need to move the two of them together. So I'm always putting them... They're on like three different pages.
Apparently you gotta pay for it.
I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
You gotta pay for it.
Everybody, you know what?
To get to move your buttons.
You gotta
together.
Pay for it.
Right.
That's the sound of moving your buttons together.
Yeah. Yeah.
I ordered a new headphone adapter for the phone, which allows you to also charge the phone at the same time.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, because it does me no good not being able to charge the phone.
Right.
And on that note...
The boys are back in town.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Welcome to the Motorcycle Men Podcast, episode 201.
Hello.
Hey-o.
I know we were supposed to have, there were supposed to be two podcasts between 200 and this one, but unfortunately the interviews did not happen. They got rescheduled. The interview with Gloria Tremonton-Strock.
That would have been great. I want to hear that.
I did do the interview.
I want to hear that interview.
I did do the interview. However, we're rescheduling the interview to do it again because...
Technical difficulties.
No, this was cellular or phone difficulties. About, I'll say 15, maybe 20 minutes into the interview, there was a click of some sort, and I started to get an echo on my voice. Every time I asked her a question or said something, it would repeat immediately, but it repeated on her channel.
Oh, wow.
It was like an echo. So
it was coming through on her phone.
It was coming through on her phone. So no matter what I did, there was the echo. And I couldn't... I tried like crazy. I tried to do some editing, but it ended up... I would
some,
really chop the interview up.
Tediting?
Yeah, some tediting. You're very good. I like that.
Tediting.
But anyway, I would have to chop the interview. So I contacted her, and I said, we're going to have to reschedule.
Okay,
she was fine. Yeah, she said, you should have just said something. I said, I thought I could fix it, but I can't. She said, no big deal. But we're going to reschedule. And the interview with Elspeth Beard is going to happen next week. That got pushed back. She had to do something with her family. So anyway, so that's that. Shit happens. You know, you have to move around. I am Ted, your host here of the Motorcycle Men Podcast.
I can confirm that.
The V-Twin Cafe in sunny downtown Cranford, New Jersey, and where it is nearly 72 and going to rain. Maybe?
Yeah. No, it may rain.
No, it's gonna...
We don't know. It's always raining here.
It's supposed to may rain every fucking day this week.
This is called New Seattle.
Yeah, right. So where you got the might rain forecast from the forecasters this way?
I called it a long time ago, and I'm sorry. I hate when I'm right about that shit. I said, this is going to be a wet summer.
Yeah.
So far, it's setting up for...
So far, it is.
Just that.
It is definitely setting up. And I'm here in V-Twin with Brother Tim Buck-2.
Hello, my fellow people.
And, of course, Chris the Joker. Rusty Nipples. And, of course, all the way from Bergen Harley Davidson, Justin Shoes.
Shut the fuck up!
before I get before I get too much into the show things. I do want to hit some mail.
Uh-oh. What did we do wrong now? It seems like the more fans we get, the more hate we get.
But that's, you know, that's okay. That's what it
that's
is.
Good.
That's that good because
getting,
that means, you know,
we're
what,
getting to people.
What is it they say?
For better or worse, we're getting to people.
Yeah. I thought I had iTunes on here. I think I do.
What's your problem already?
That's all right. I'll edit this out. No, I won't.
That steak must be fucking covering your brain and everything. You're not doing your TED music.
You're really off tonight. What the hell, man?
Should only had one and a half instead of two.
I'm looking for something. Yeah, I should have gone for the third one. It was very bad. Bad things are happening to me right now.
Internally?
Internally.
Oh, no.
It's going to be a quick episode.
Oh, God, that's not good. That's bad. We're going to... All right. That's funny. Oh, yeah. It's funny you should say that. Or actually play that. I've been having one of those volatile evenings, you know?
Mm.
Not that you guys really...
And you guys came here.
Yeah. Well, of course.
Oh, that's why.
Everybody's like, oh, what the hell's going on? What are they doing over there?
Come on, let's talk here.
All right, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome.
Yeah.
All right, so in with regard to the sound effects, now, we like the sound effects because it just, it separates us from all the other intelligent podcasts out there.
You know,
we
want to
make ourselves as stupid as possible.
We're trying to have fun.
We're having fun. But at the request of some of our fans, I would like to read this. This is on iTunes. I would like to read this to you. Can't understand why these guys want to annoy their listeners with sound effects, but that's their jam. Good interviews, though. They love to annoy their listeners. And that comes from Sparker29. Thank you, Sparker. We appreciate that.
Love you, Sparker. Love this is for you.
Whatever.
We did get some fan mail. And it is real fan mail. First of all, I have to back up though because this is a prerequisite. I have to back up and read a previous one. Okay, this comes from this one comes some PSF stalker.
I do love that one. So,
and this one's from this says, so I'm 118 episodes in, and Chris still can't stop stuffing his face like he's got a mouthful of jizz. So, fucking stop eating during the show. Love the show, but fucking stop it. Okay, so we get this email. Okay, that's good. So that's a pre because we got this before. So I figured, and then we just got another one, and I said, holy crap. This comes from Augie.
Augie
94. He's from Pennsylvania. And Augie says, congratulations on 200 episodes. So happy old Jizzmouth is still stuffing his face through the
show. Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Yo, I think he's got a new name. forget Rusty Missiles. Rusty nipples. You got old jizz mouth sitting next to me.
Speaking of fat fuck, why don't you try putting out a plate of carrots and celery? That should cure all the chomping for the whole fucking show.
Love no, we need to get that big fucking bag of pistachios the fuck out of here. Because that's what everybody's hearing.
Shut up. Love the show. Keep up the good work. If you plan on doing a group ride, you should run up to Penn's Peak and Jim Thorpe. Oh, and for fuck's sake, do the stupid Saddle Sore 1000. It's only 24 hours. Quit the excuses and just do it.
Yeah, damn.
I did it last year while he was attempting a Bun Burner 1500 in a couple of weeks. So thank you very much, Augie.
That's a great one.
That's really good.
Yeah, I want to print that and put it on the wall.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Nothing like being able to jizz show up mouth. Every couple Mondays and see old jizz.
Jizz mouth.
Oh man,
we're gonna have to put that on a sticker somehow, so you can put it on your helmet that just says "Old Jizz Mouth." It's too funny. Huffy the Clown was kind enough to send us pictures. Now, this prompted, I don't know why, but for some reason, when people send us emails or text messages or Facebook messages, they feel the need that we must be the recipients of anything involving boobs and vaginas.
And the problem is?
Well, our friend Matt sends us a group text, and I suppose you guys all got that group text of this naked woman who runs into towards the camera.
I sent that.
You sent that?
I'm responsible for that.
You're responsible. So what is it with our fans who feel that we are deserving of such things?
What, do you want them to send you pictures of Donkey Kong?
No.
Wait. The fuck? What's the problem?
Now, there's no problem.
Check out this horse cock.
So, I just find it interesting that we always get pictures like this.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah. Sadly, I cannot post these pictures.
No, don't you.
No, I wouldn't post these pictures.
A balloon.
But that's yeah. That's it. It's a balloon. Bless you.
Thanks.
Bless you, my son.
It wasn't even a sound effect.
And then, of course, there is these pictures here. Our friend Huffy the Clown. He makes adult themed balloon animals. So let your imagine.
Not quite animals.
They're not quite animals, but
theme body parts.
Adult themed body parts. Yeah, so and plus, you know, pictures of a wet shirt contest. And so that's what Huffy does when, you know, he feels we've been, you know,
when we've been good.
We've been good. So thank you to Huffy the Clown for
what's that one? I want that one.
That sounded good.
That's a truck.
So anyway,
cool. Anyway.
Anyway, so let's talk about some riding. Oh, by the way, I told you about the failed interview with Gloria Shrug. So, we got any riding going on this past weekend? Past couple weeks, any riding?
Justin, you got any riding?
Yes, you did have some riding. You went down.
I did 700 miles. Yeah.
700 miles you did. Please tell.
Wow.
So.
This is the Elks weekend you did, right?
It's that wonderful time of year where I commute. From the bottom of New Jersey to the top of the New Jersey to the bottom of the New Jersey to the top of New Jersey and the bottom and the bottom and the bottom. But what was cool about this year was normally every year one portion or the other is in the rain, and I've just kind of resigned myself to the fact that that's the case. This year was the first year that from the entire course of it, that it didn't rain a single day. It was a little damp going down the first night. It was like foggy and shit.
Yeah, I remember that.
But
I
you
that.
Know what? That's fine.
That's fine.
So because it didn't rain, we took our sweet ass time coming back on Sunday. So Sunday, we did some nice riding. We left Wildwood about noon. Did some riding. Ended up at Sweetwaters. It's a awesome spot.
Yeah.
Right on the Mullica River.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yeah,
Mullica River.
Did you stop at Smithville?
No.
Oh, Smithville's cool, a place too.
We stopped at Sweetwaters. I generally stopped there on my way home from Wildwood because there's beautiful
what
riding.
Was Wildwood again? The Elks thing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There's beautiful riding down there, and then we went from there. We rode up to the Highlands.
Nice, yeah.
And we stopped at a place called the Seafair. Seafair is really cool. It's right on the water, kind of like Sweetwaters. But it's right on the water. Friend of the show, my buddy Scarfy, he head chef there. So he cooked a whole bunch of food for us.
Is that a plug for him?
Sure.
Okay. Does he listen to the show?
You met him.
Yeah, he's He's a good dude.
We went down to match the bachelor party.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Does that mean he's going to give us free dinner if we go down there?
I don't know about free, but he'll definitely hook you up. You won't leave full. You won't leave full. You
won't, won't leave full.
Well, you won't leave
full. Thinking two different things. You won't leave hungry. You'll definitely leave full.
Okay.
Food's awesome. So there was a band playing. It's a really cool vibe. So we hung out there for a little while. And then we made our way home. So we left Wildwood at noon. We probably didn't get home. I think we pulled into town at like 11:30 at night.
That's not too bad.
So it was a nice, kind of slow.
Now, was that all day Friday, all day Saturday, all day Sunday thing?
It was Thursday.
Oh.
So Thursday night we went down. Friday did some riding down in that Wildwood area. Yeah. Friday went up to LBI, went from LBI back up to Bergen, and then went back from Bergen down to Wildwood, and then from Wildwood back up.
Damn.
Wow, man.
Damn.
700 miles, literally on the button. Not 699, not 701. I couldn't have planned it like that if I wanted to.
How many times did you have to fill up? At least four times.
Oh, no, it was more than that.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. You have a five-gallon tank, right?
I want to say six times. It was, oh, God, and what a tip. I got a picture for you to put up on the website.
Sure.
No 700-mile trip would be the same without somebody's headlight falling off.
Are you suggesting that your headlight fell off?
Not mine. So.
A headlight falls off.
Yeah.
Wow.
So my buddy's coming down, right? And as soon as we get on the highway, this is Saturday night coming down. As soon as we get on the highway, see his light, what seems like flickering a lot. And I'm like, I'll have to let him know. He's got like a loose connection or something, play with it, whatever. I was like, I'll let him know when we stop and get gas. And then as we're riding down the road, then it almost seems like he had had like something tied above it that had like kind of gotten loose and was like hanging in front of it and blowing around. So I was thinking maybe he had like a blanket or some shit.
Right.
And now it's like flopping in front of it. So I'm like, well, I'll just let him know. So when we finally pull into a rest stop after like, I don't know, 50, 70 miles, something like that, pull in, and I go to walk over to him, and he's got a Sporty. So, you know, on the Sportsters, you have the headlight.
And you got the little cowling over
top. And you've got that little visor.
Yeah.
And that visor bolts into the upper triple tree.
Yeah.
So I walk over to let him know, seemingly, that, hey, you got like a loose connection or something, and I see His headlight and his visor sitting on this little leather pouch bag.
His tool bag.
That he's got tied to the front end.
Right.
His headlight visor bolts broke off the triple tree where that breaks, where that sits in there, actually cracked. So the whole assembly fell out and was just laying on his tool bag.
And he didn't know?
No, he knew.
Oh, okay.
But we were riding, so he was like, well, I can't do anything about it until we stop, right? So I walk into the little, you know, Sunoco store thing that they've got there to see what they have, and I find a bag of zip ties, and I'm like, uh-huh. I'm like, we'll fix this thing right up. You guys seen the movie Hellraiser?
Yes. Of course, that's one of my all-time favorites.
Let me guess, you put the zip ties on, but you didn't snip them off, right?
Wait till you get a load of this fucking thing here. I call it the Hellraiser headlight.
That's fucking great.
Oh, that's freaking awesome. Yeah, definitely send me that picture, man. Email that to me.
That's
the definition of Rube Goldberg.
I had so many zip ties on this thing, you could have fucking stood on it. This thing was built like a bridge by the time we got done with it because, one, it had to last that trip, and two, we had to make sure that it didn't obviously.
But the light still worked, right? Never went,
well,
it shut
what
off?
Happened was is when it, you could see that the bag that it fell into, if that bag wasn't there,
it
would have been into the fender and down the parkway, and that would have been the end of that game. But the whole idea was when it dropped, it had pulled on some of the wires, so the light was still, even though it was locked in place,
it was still flickering.
Was flickering on and off, and then we get, so naturally by the time we rigged that whole atrocity up, and then we get down into the shore, maybe like the last 40 minutes or so of the trip was in the dark, and you know how dark it gets down there.
Oh, yeah.
All of a sudden, wham, his light goes out. Completely out.
Oh, shit.
So now I got to make sure that nobody hits him, and I got to make sure that he can see, because you don't know if there's deer, you don't know if there's anything.
Yeah.
And then you got to know what's on the road. So now at this point, we basically are almost like riding in tandem so that he can use
my headlight. Did that affect his brake lights and stuff?
No, but I mean,
right, okay.
Regardless.
Yeah, no light.
Zero. Yeah, that doesn't help him looking forward. So we're basically kind of like riding in tandem, and he's next to me. And we basically rode the last, I don't know, whatever it was, 15, 20 minutes with him with no headlight. As we're taking the turn off the parkway.
Into Wildwood?
He must have hit some sort of bump or something going into that turn. Because I was worried about the turn, him not being able to see around the turn.
Yeah.
Because you can't, the way that that's set up, you can't take that easily in tandem. And wham, his leg came on, and it basically got us to the hotel.
Wow.
So obviously he didn't need it the following day because we were coming back daytime. Right. But, yeah, it was an interesting ride.
Wow, so, how'd the housing, just break like that, though?
What
year bike was it?
It's an older one. It's 90s.
Oh, okay. All right. So just age, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
There is a reason. Now I'm the jizz mouth. There is a reason that he told me when we were looking at everything, and I just can't remember what it was.
All right.
There was a valid reason.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, I'll send you the picture.
Tim and Chris, you guys do some riding?
Minimally.
Minimally? Yeah.
That's all I've been doing because I don't have a car.
No, but I mean, I would thoroughly expect you guys would like at least hit the Round Valley run.
Yeah. I mean, well, no, I didn't actually this weekend.
You did not.
Normally, I like that ride. Yeah. I just went out a little bit here and there, and that was about it.
Yeah. You guys, both of you guys did?
No, we just did the...
watch on loop?
We took a little ride.
Yeah, cool. What about last week?
Last week,
that was it, man.
I can't remember that week ago. What's wrong with you?
That's the weekend I went upstairs.
Yeah, I'll be riding in the rain this week.
Well, so. It was supposed to rain today. It didn't. So.
Wow.
Now, it rained up in Somerset. But it kept on like raining a little bit, and then it was so hot I was drying out. And then it would rain, then it would dry out, and it would rain.
I put my cover on, so just in case. I brought my bike. But.
Yeah, I can't put my cover on while I ride. I look like I could cut out two eye holes and throw the cover over my bike.
No, I said I put the cover on my way when I was at work.
Did you find your rain suit, by the way?
Yeah, I found it. Found my pants. I just have pants and jacket.
Okay.
Makes it easier.
All right. It's time for some sponsor stuff.
Oop.
We got to get into that. Because, you know, we get companies that are helping us out a lot. And we like what they do. That's a good thing. But... Motorcycle Man Podcast is supporting David's Dream and Believe Cancer Foundation. So if you are so inclined, the foundation helps people who are suffering with the deal with cancer and the financial and emotional struggles that it puts them through. So if you contribute, the money goes directly to these families. So go to davidsdreamandbelieve.org if you want to help us out. We're streaming on Declan Radio.
Declan!
And that's up in the Adirondacks. So
Adirondacks.
People up in the Adirondacks and around the southern Canada and upstate New York, they are getting... they're getting beat up by the motorcycle, man. Yeah. Tobacco Motorwear.
Tobacco!
How much do we love Tobacco Motorwear?
Up in the house.
In the house.
Yeah, so if you're looking for some great riding jeans, men or women... Also, jackets and accessories. You go to Tobacco Motorwear and you tell them the Motorcycle Man sent you. They get their fleece.
They're very sturdy clothes. That's what I like about their stuff.
I didn't say fancy fleece. I mean fleece.
Is that the proper word to use? You just feel like you got armor on.
Yeah, exactly.
Stuff.
Well, they got their selvedge jeans, which are Kevlar lined. DuPont Kevlar.
And the shirts, too, are Kevlar.
And in the shirts, and a California riding shirt. Also, with the McCoy jacket and, of course, the new Journeyman pants. So, go to Tobacco Motorwear and they got everything from... pants, jackets, shirts for men and women. And when you call them, just let them know the Motorcycle Man sent you. And you can also go to our website, and there is a special coupon code just for Motorcycle Men listeners. All right.
It's Old Jizz Mouth.
No, it's Motor Men. It's Moto Men.
Can we change it?
No, we're not going to change it. Shinko Tires. I got a whole thing about the whole Shinko Tire thing. I had that the new Shinko Tire mounted on the back of my bike.
And
it's great. I never thought it would make a difference, but it makes a huge difference. So this company established in 1946 from Yokohama Rubber Company. They actually, believe it or not, yeah, they started up.
So it's the first time for you, by the way, not having a Dunlop on your bike.
That's the first time I've ever not had a Dunlop. I'm going to tell you something right now, at this very moment, right now, I tell you, now the front tire on my bike is brandy spanking new Dunlop, which I only mounted on the bike in April.
Okay.
I am half tempted right now to buy a new Shinko for the front.
Why? What's wrong with the front?
And replace. I love the way the tire feels. The back there.
Grippy,
feels,
right? Does it look like my Metzler's? They put the cuts to slide?
Yeah.
It looks more like it almost looks like a street bike tire.
Yeah, it's got a nice feel to it.
That's why I like the Metzler's that I put on mine.
Yeah,
very grippy.
I tell you what, you know, and I honestly didn't think it would matter. It's a tire. You know, what difference is it going to make? It makes a huge difference. The bike feels different.
Well, some of them are harder smoother. Or softer than others.
It feels great. I like it. So if you want yourself a good set of tires for road and off-road and also for dirt, you know, doing some stuff, not only just dual sport, contact Shinko Tires and get yourself a set.
Right. Dude!
We just gave away to Corey. Corey won the Shinko Tires. And he's digging it. He's going to put these Shinko Tires on his, what's the name of the bike he's got? He's got a V-Strom. He's going to put these tires on his V-Strom, so... Make sure you contact and let them know the Motorcycle Men sent you, of course. Hey, guess what I'm going to talk about now? Scorpion helmets.
Oh, snap.
Oh, snap. Hey, listen, for the past 15 years, Scorpion EXO has been dedicated to offering high-quality, innovative motorcycle helmets and technical apparel at an incredible value. Some of the world's best helmet and apparel designers spend countless hours developing and testing Scorpion EXO products to ensure that each and every Scorpion EXO helmet and garment will surpass user expectations. And they do. It's great stuff. Tim just got his new Scorpion helmet today. Justin's got the Scorpion helmet. Chris has got a Scorpion helmet, which we're still working on.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, the foundation for Scorpion EXO is safety, comfort, value, and innovation. This is supported by Scorpion's unique position in the manufacturing process, owning and operating their very own state-of-the-art facility, manufacturing facilities. All right, the development and marketing expertise provide Scorpion EXO brand level of quality and attention to detail that cannot be surpassed. Okay, to learn more, you go over to ScorpionUSA.com. Get yourself a Scorpion helmet. I love mine.
Do it!
I love
Do it.
Do it, damn it. And that's pretty much it.
Back to the show!
All right. Oh, by the way, last time we had our 200th episode, and I forgot to mention that Larry Marshall from the V-Twin blog was on the show 3 times.
Oh. Congratulations.
Huh? Yeah, Larry Marshall from the V2M Black. He was also on the show 3 times.
Yeah, I also heard that Alonzo Bowden was on once or twice.
Yeah. You guys can shut the hell up.
You know, like our not-so-favorite guest.
Yeah. Jesus Christ, that was so bad.
Hey,
we're
going to
get a lot of mileage out of that.
Yeah, yeah.
Rubber baby buggy bumper. No, God. Rubber
baby buggy bumper. Rubber baby buggy bumper. I recall one time Alonzo said we were doing something like that. And Alonzo was saying, he said something, and he stopped and he paused and he goes, "See, this is why people don't like you." So, I don't know. Anyway, hey, I'm going to talk a little bit about the Iron Butt Rally, and I'll tell you why. Because that's where Woody is right now.
Cool.
Woody is off doing the Iron Butt Rally with Chris Conley. So he's setting off right now at this very moment for his 11,000-mile, 11-day journey. Let's hope not.
You know, it's ironic that you're doing it right now during the promotion for Toy Story 4.
Yes, that's pretty funny.
Oh, wow, yeah.
That's right. Of course, I don't know that Disney or Pixar would appreciate the fact that I've mutilated Woody by cutting his hat and coloring his head like black so it looks like a helmet.
Yeah, I saw that, by the way.
Yeah,
I didn't approve. Why'd you do that?
Because he's riding a motorcycle.
So?
He's got to be ready. I even put a little motorcycle men patch on his vest. Yeah.
Did you color the vest black?
I colored the vest black. I colored his boots black. And his what was left of his hat, I made it black. And I also put him black sunglasses on.
Oh. Now, is this person going to be do it right this time?
Oh, yeah. It's going to go from, he's gonna have Woody for the entire trip. And then he's going to pass it off to a couple other people who are going on. He mentioned somebody who's going to Alaska.
Oh, wow. Nice.
So we're going to get Woody to go to Alaska.
Yeah, but are they going to really?
Say? Yeah, that's it.
Has he taken any pictures yet?
Yes, as a matter of fact. And I would love to share them with you.
But
they're on the website right now. You can go to Motorcycle Men motorcyclemen.us. And you can see the pictures that I've posted there and a map of where Woody is. And at the moment, he left South Carolina.
And Woody 2.
Yep.
How'd you get that thing?
I got a new road ID for him. And as you can see, here's the map, the American Adventures of Woody 2. He started off in Brick. He went to Willow Grove. Then he went down to just at the South Carolina border. And then he's down in Greenville,
nice.
South Carolina. And
go where no man.
So here's Woody. He's mounted on Chris's bike, and then of course he's getting ready to go.
Very cool.
There you see.
I was looking at that thing. He's got that thing set up.
This is a sportster,
that
man.
That bike, you can't fit anything else on that.
No. He's got a 5 gallon, extra 5 gallon tank on his thing.
It's not on the back. Did he make that? I mean,
no. It's just it's a back case.
I see it. I see what he did.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yep.
Wow.
He's got this thing set up, man. It's a great job.
Is that the one that's got the 4 gallon tank on it?
No.
Oh, you mean the bike itself?
Yeah, the bike itself.
I'd have to see.
I think he's got the.
You said the sports are 1200, right?
1200 custom. Yeah.
What's the 1200 custom have?
Custom. Got three.
Do you know what year it is?
He told me, and I.
Well, yeah, that's... Hey, thanks for that wealth of information. He told me. Did he? Did he tell you?
He did tell me. He really did.
This is only a test.
No, I don't have it. I don't have that. Anyway, so here he is at the... he's at the North Carolina border, as you can see there on top of the sign. And then he... Is that another map? And now he's getting breakfast at the morning.
A lot of bacon.
So I have more. He sent me more pictures. So he's on the way. I just have to post some of these pictures and all that. But he's on his way, and we're going to give you a report as it goes along.
Very cool.
Yeah, it's very good. Speaking of rallies, interesting thing. You ever guys have a moment when you're riding and there's a little bit of, you might be struck with the, not necessarily so much fear, but a moment where it might throw you into a little bit of panic?
Yeah. Okay. It happens every fucking day.
Really?
Yeah, ride Route 22
this
back
is
and
true.
Forth to
yes,
work.
Yes, I know. There was that one little incident where I told you I was turning the bike around on a loose gravelly road and my foot slipped and I started to take off.
I don't know why that would make you upset because you like gravel.
I do not.
You like gravel.
I do not
like
to
take
gravel.
People on gravel.
He gravitates to gravel.
Yeah, you gravitate to gravel. You and gravel are one with each other.
Yeah, well, in this particular case, I was not because, you know. The visions, things start flashing before your eyes like I'm going to go into traffic. You know, that's kind of scary. But here's how not to panic when you're riding. Now
that's
you
hard
got,
because that's a it's a human thing.
I mean, because it's the fight or flight feeling. I mean,
a human reaction.
You know, especially when you're riding and you're moving along. Here's what happened to me on Saturday. So now you guys don't ride with full face helmets. Occasionally you do.
I do.
And sometimes you wear the half helmet, or maybe you might wear your full helmet once in a while. I know you don't at all, right? Yeah.
Helmet? I don't need no stinking helmet.
But sometimes when you're riding, you're wearing a full helmet. What you might do is flip the visor up to let some fresh air blow in across your eyeballs and across your face and stuff like that. two things can happen when this happens.
And bugs.
And bugs. And if you ride without a full face helmet or even a three-quarter with a shield, you're going to get things smack you in the face.
Right.
Isn't that not the case?
Oh, yeah.
What have you been hit in the face with?
Bumblebee.
I love it.
And that felt like a bullet.
Right? A number of years ago, I would say 3-4 years ago, I was hit going down. I was going down on the shore, actually. And a bumblebee hit me square in the freaking lip and split my lip. And it was like somebody threw a fucking rock at me or shot me.
Yeah. What about you, Justin?
I mean, all the common, I mean, fucking rocks, bugs.
Oh, cicada bugs. They're great. I love cicada bugs.
You name it. I mean, rain, all the kind of crap that, all the shit that hits you when you're riding.
Well, how about last year when we went to Centralia? We hit that one spot on the where the highway was. The highway was, they milled the road. And all the milling dust was still there, and that was kicking up. Now, I had a full face shield on, but everybody behind me, including Chris, didn't.
Right.
So there, I know you got.
I had to put my hand over my.
You guys, yeah,
because I was getting pelted with pebbles.
Yeah, so and things like that can surprise you, and also make you. But the things you have to do is always maintain calm and remember what you have to do. Saturday, I'm out riding. I got the face shield flipped up, and I'm cruising along, driving, enjoying the weather. And I'm cruising through the country because you know, there are some sticks down there. And something hit me in the face. Now, mind you, I have a 22-inch windshield, and I've got my sunglasses, but something flew over, whatever, and hit me square in the cheek, just below my right eye. And I'm like, what was that? What was that? So then I kept this feeling that something was moving around on my face, but I would like look over in the rearview mirror, and I didn't see anything. So I just kept going, and then I'm like, I kept feeling something. So you know what? I pulled over, and that's the thing. Not panicking, like, oh, my God, what is it? I just pulled over, took my helmet off, and I'm, like, brushing my face, brushing my hair out, and I'm looking in the helmet, and I don't see anything. I'm like, all right, that's nothing. I don't see anything. Now, I put my brand-new Scorpion helmet back on, and I continued my ride. I would drove maybe another. Now, we're talking from the moment I first felt that to that moment when I stopped was about 10, 15 minutes. How far can you go in 10 minutes at 40 miles an hour? You can cover some ground.
Yeah, pretty far.
Cover some ground, right? So I stopped, and I drove for about another 20, maybe 30 minutes. And I'm like, damn it, I still feel something. What the hell is this? The next time I see an opening, I'm going to pull over. But some cars had gone by kicking up some dust, so I put the face shield down. And I'm riding. And then all of a sudden, something caught my eye, and I was like, what is that? And I see a bee. Crawling on the inside of my visor.
Dude, I would have just put the bike down. I would have just been like, and I'm down. Fucking whammo. Fucking.
And, you know, many things. First of all, thing I go like, the first thing that came to my.
I want
to
know how the fuck you took your helmet off, you look for it, and you missed the bumblebee.
This is what I'm saying.
How is that possible?
I have no idea.
It might have been his hair.
I don't know. But
perfect.
But here's the thing. When I saw this, I'm going like, the first thing that came to my head was, well, that son of a bitch is really hanging on tight to the outside of my shield. I thought for sure he was hanging around on the outside of my shield. So I took my hand up, and I went like this to wipe it away, and that's when I realized, this son of a bitch is on the inside. So now I'm like, all right, there's a bee inside my helmet right next to my face. So one of the first things I saw, I'm gonna pull over. I look for a spot. Naturally,
that was a live recording, by the way.
And naturally, I am at a spot on the road where the shoulder disappears, and now it's just trees right up to the edge of the road.
I would have took my fucking helmet off and thrown it.
I'd have drove off a bridge. I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you if that happened.
That
to
helmet
me.
Would have been right off of my head.
Hey, Chris, what if it was a spider?
Off. My helmet would have been ripped off.
He would have set the bike on fire and everything.
I would have. You would have saw this on the bike. Like this. Helmet off and me flailing around, ripping my clothes off for whatever reason because it's on me. Exactly.
So, having determined that this guy was inside my helmet with my face, I'm looking for. I got to pull over.
Where's your panic level at this point from 1 to 10? 10 being the worst.
I kept... It shot up to a 9. And then I quickly brought it back down to a 3 because I have to concentrate. I have to get the bike to the side of the road. When a shoulder finally appeared, I immediately... Well, first thing I did was I reached up and I pushed the visor open, thinking that, all right, I'll push the visor. I pushed the visor
up.
There's
a space up on top with the visor.
Yeah, I pushed that. So he was on. He was still on. And when I tell you, he was right between my eyes on the face shield. And that's all I could see was this bee just like right there, right next to my eyes, right there. And I flipped the visor up and I pulled over. Just that little motion of pushing it like that, wind must have caught him and just chucked him off because he wasn't on my helmet when I took it off. Holy crap.
WTF.
So, tips for coping with fear while on your motorcycle.
I feel like that ending was a little anticlimactic. I wanted you to...
You wanted a fiery crash.
No. I wanted all that he went off and then you went home. And when you were laying down to go to bed, you felt something on your face.
It's forever going to be on him. It's always going to be that beat. It always goes.
So now.
And you heard a little voice go, you thought you got rid of me, didn't you?
So now I'm like, I don't think I ever want to open the face shield again. You know, I've got.
Dude, try that with a brain bucket on. Getting smacked in the face with a.
I think if I had my half helmet on, it would have never been an issue because he would have disappeared. He would have flown off the back. Because how often have you been hit in the face with a bug?
Oh, it hurts.
They
just leave marks and scars
on your
face.
Yes, but it's never still there.
No.
It's gone.
Unless something had hit me a few months ago in the face and left a red mark on my cheek.
Ah, okay.
and it left some green goo.
Oh, well, there you go.
So perfect. It completely imploded on my face.
I wish I wasn't 10 pages away from the That's What She Said button.
But here's the thing. After I got home that night and my wife and I decided to go get pizza, so I did a pizza ride, I wore my half helmet.
And then what happened?
Nothing.
Ants raped you.
No. In your face. But I tell you what, after wearing my full face helmet all freaking day long and then wearing the three... The half helmet?
You enjoyed it.
I really enjoyed wearing the half helmet.
Welcome to my world. I really liked it a lot. I like the full face now that I have one and I've gotten used to it.
Yeah,
I like it during when it's raining and it's cold out.
Yeah.
And I'm very used to it and comfortable.
Yeah.
Okay. But when it's nice out and I go ride, I just can't. I can't wear that when it's nice out. I just warm out, especially hot, because my face is fucking sweating.
Well, that's one of the things that started to happen to me with my new helmet. Even though I had the vest, my head started to overheat a little bit.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Because it was 85 down by me.
Today. It was very humid today.
Was it? Yeah.
Even though it was kind of rainy, the humidity was through the roof today. And I'm wearing the full face because I know I'm going to get caught in the rain one of these times. But, I'm just sweating, man. Like, it's just no airflow. I'm used to the brain bucket, man, where it winds all around me.
Yeah.
I just it's
well, maybe with the new covert helmet, it'll be different
that
for you.
Helmet was cool on you.
Yeah,
the
I like
covert
that.
Helmet's helmet really badass. Really it's really badass.
That was an accident.
So one of the most important things you can ever do while you're riding is, with the regard to the fear factor, is to try your very best to remain calm and focus on what you have to do to get the bike to the side of the road.
Yeah,
that's the most important thing. Once you get it to the side of the road, if you want to panic, rip your clothes off, and set your bike on fire, you go right ahead. But the key thing first is to not panic.
But you're not going to get picked on if you decide to go that route before you stop the bike.
Well,
I
give you a lot of... Yeah, well, this is true. You know.
Oh, look at that one guy who had a snake on his bike.
Oh, I love that video.
Yeah, right? He's riding. I was like, what the hell is that? His snake is on his bike.
That had to be in Australia.
You saw him flinch, too. He was like... Good thing he didn't fucking freak out.
That had to be in Australia.
I don't know. You ran over a snake.
Yeah, you ran over a fucking snake.
I ran over a snake. I didn't have a snake on my bike.
You gave him a chance.
There's different.
You didn't give him a chance to jump.
No, not at all. So.
Ted likes to run over reptiles, people.
That has been predetermined already.
Yes.
You're fired.
Harley Davidson has made some history, Justin. Did you know that? Did you know that? In May.
What'd they do?
Oh, yeah.
In May, the 5 millionth Harley Davidson rolled off. May 8th, the 5 millionth Harley Davidson rolled off the line.
Wasn't it a Heritage?
Did you find that information?
I think it was a Heritage.
It does not say at all. Doesn't say.
If I'm not mistaken.
It was a Heritage?
I could be mistaken.
Ironhead Sportster. Why do I see that?
Well, Ironhead Sportster.
Oh, no. 1973 Harley Davidson Motorcycle Production Movement.
That was at the York plant,
no,
too.
If I'm not mistaken, I think it was a Heritage.
Yeah, it doesn't say. It doesn't specify in the article. But 5 millionth motorcycle.
Wow.
Is that going to be specially tagged when the person buys it?
They might even keep it. They might put it in the museum.
Really?
You think they do that?
I don't know. I'm just saying, depending. I don't know if they're selling it or if they're going to...
1973 Harley Davidson motorcycle production moved from Milwaukee to York, and the Ironhead Sportster Shovelhead FL models filled the production lines. And then they brought the... stayed in film. There you go. So there you have it. That's that. So that's the history thing. That's
sweet.
A little message there. Like I said, we went over the Iron Butt Rally. Now, speaking of rallies, we just missed Americade and Laconia.
Yeah, boo.
I hear they had really nice weather up in Americade.
Like no rain.
Yep.
Amazing.
I saw a couple of...
It rained earlier in the week. Rain.
That's what
a couple of guys that we know went up or going up to Washington,
Mount Washington.
Mount Washington.
Oh, really?
From Laconia.
Oh, wow. Well, you're right there.
Yeah.
How can you not?
It's beautiful. Some of the pictures were fucking stellar. So, if only 400 miles from here, 7 hours.
We haven't left yet.
Exactly. It looked like another fucking world. I mean, and it's that close. It's right here on the East Coast.
Yeah.
I mean, I never knew Mount Washington, and then when I saw the pictures, I was like, Jesus Christ, looks like another fucking country.
That ride around Lake George was really nice, except for a small section of it. The ride around Lake George was really
Lake George,
nice.
Well, don't forget when we did the 7 covered bridge tour.
The 7 Lakes Loop.
And then we hit Vermont.
Vermont, Massachusetts, New York.
Yeah, that was nice. That was all nice riding.
Yes.
All of it.
But, aside from Laconia and... That of course there's the obvious ones. There's Sturgis coming up in August, and there's a bunch of other ones happening. Of course, we got the Gettysburg Bike Week, which is going to be happening very shortly.
To this day, this is shocking. I still have not been to Gettysburg, not once in my entire life.
A couple of our listeners keep prodding us to go. EJ was mentioning it,
and I like
David Shoup was mentioning it too.
I like the history behind the Civil War and everything.
Oh sure, yeah. Some of the Adler ones, events you can go to, we have all this information I got from Cyclefish, by the way. The Harley Rendezvous, remember that?
Uh-oh. Yeah, I didn't go that year that you guys went.
We,
I heard there was just boobies
I
allowed to run free
a guy,
there.
I met a guy yesterday. He came over to the house. He was a rider. He goes to the Maryland Ocean City Bike Week. But anyway, he told me that for the last 3 years, he's gone to the Harley Rendezvous. Mm-hmm. And it is happening this weekend.
Nice.
It's happening this weekend, Saturday. Well, actually, it starts Thursday. Thursday the 20th through Sunday the 23rd. This is a true old-fashioned, old-school biker party. Remember, we had Frank and Antoinette on the show. Frank had told us when I asked him how many people attend, he always says one more than last year. So Tim, you and I were there for that year with the BAM. 3 years ago we played there. How many people would you say were there?
Oh, geez. I mean, you couldn't find a place to put a camper, let's put it that way, and there was hundreds of bikes there.
I would have to say probably in the vicinity of 2,400 people.
I'd say so.
Maybe more.
It's hard to say because they're not all out at the same time.
Right.
That's the whole thing, but...
Yeah. But it's a great time, and Their rules, what happens at the VU stays at the VU.
So it's sort of like a...
Woodstock for bikers.
Yeah, exactly.
I've had some friends go.
Oh, yeah? And I know exactly. It's only an hour from my place upstate.
Are you guys going to play there?
No, not this year. No, we haven't played there since we've been there that one time. But
how long did it take to get there?
3 hours.
Oh, all right.
It's actually shorter. It's an hour shorter than going to
Lake George.
Lake George.
Yeah, Lake George is 218 miles from here.
Lake George was 4 hours? No, it wasn't.
Three and a half.
Three and a half.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Well, that was the when we came back because we were flying.
It's 3.5 to this location. It's 3.5. No, I take that back. Well, three. Oh,
for all right, you, so for you guys, it's not that much shorter.
For you guys,
Lake
it's
George.
3.5. It's 3.5 from here. For me, it's 4.5 to that location.
All right, then.
It's look it up. I'll put these links on a website.
You add a half hour to that, and that's Lake George. So it's not that far away.
They've got 80 acres set aside for camping here at this thing. You can here's it. We even have a can-do-anything axle. You can do anything. There's people walking around with no shirts on.
Okay, here.
Everybody.
Chris included.
Yep, Chris included.
I'll have my balls out the whole fucking time.
Well, I think you might
have
a problem
with
that.
Just nipples showing.
Just my balls. They also have a great...
I'm going to cut circles right under my shirt. Just my nipples are going to be out. Just my nipples.
And your balls.
They have 200 acres for camping and all kinds of... They have bands play every night. They got food vendors. They got all kinds of... You can buy.
Do they have a ball pit?
They might even have a ball pit. And they have... It's the... They also have a motorcycle rodeo.
Yes. I've actually seen video of it.
They have a trike pull. They have a weenie bite.
You know what that is, right?
You know what the weenie bite is, don't you? You know what the weenie bite is?
So you put a girl on the back of your bike, yep. And they hang a hot dog.
Yeah,
the
right. Then they gotta.
And you ride under it, and she's gotta catch it as you're going by.
They have a contest.
Can
for the best
I do commentary for that?
I don't know. But anyway, they also have a motorcycle museum there, which is pretty impressive, by the way. So you gotta check that out if you get a chance. Yes. All these links will be on the Motorcycle Men website. Another rally that you might want to consider going to.
We're like the Rally Men podcast.
We are the Rally Men.
We don't do any of
it. We don't do any of this shit.
Sad.
They got the Thunder in the Smokies. Thunder in the Smokies rally.
Well, we know. You did 700 fucking miles at least over the weekend.
I've done a couple. That's the...
This week was poor for me. If I broke 40 miles, that was a lot. Absolutely nothing.
I absolutely love working for Harley. I would never say that I don't. The one disadvantage, if I had to pick one...
It's working Saturdays.
Well...
He's working the weekends.
Is when everybody else is out riding, doing cool
you
shit,
can't.
I'm working. So all the rallies that I ever had a chance to do were pre-Harley. So, like, I've done Sturgis, I've done Daytona.
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
I've done a whole bunch of stuff, but... That was when I could take a week off, you know, in the respective, you know, in March and in August and that sort of thing, which now, forget that. You know what I mean? When it's busy, I'm busy.
Yeah. So Thunder in the Smokies, which happens between June 28th and June 30th, it happens up in the Smoky Mountains, Maggie Valley, North Carolina. It's one of the really cool valley. Exactly. And this one here, we've learned about this one, and we never did anything about it. The Johnstown, PA Thunder in the Valley Motorcycle Rally.
What the hell's that? I've heard of it.
It's in
Pennsylvania. Firehouse. Wow.
Yeah. So this is Thunder in the Valley, and this happens Thursday, June 20th through the 23rd, this weekend.
What valley?
Thunder in the Valley. Johnstown, Pennsylvania. That's happening this weekend. There's a lot of cool rallies happening that we're not going to. As much as I would love to go to Sturgis, or
I want to go to
Daytona, I have to admit it to myself that I'll probably never go.
Sturgis is
because
awesome.
It's a money thing for me. It's always a money thing. I just don't have the money to do it. That's just it.
Don't go on a fucking gigantic cruise to the Bahamas and you can go to Sturgis.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. There you go. Good point.
don't go to Key West for the fucking 180th time and you can fucking
I got a fucking timeshare. It doesn't cost me anything.
You can't get a timeshare in Sturgis?
No, they don't have timeshares.
How about
50 miles away? There's got to be something. Right?
I will tell you this.
Yeah.
When I went to Sturgis, I went with it was me and two of my buddies. And we were fairly young at the time, which the reason I bring that point up is because when you're fairly young, you are fairly broke.
Pretty much, yeah.
And
It's funny, but you should say it, because when you're fairly young, you're broke, and when you're fairly old, you're broke. So there's that period in between where you might not be.
Right. So this was not that time. Okay. And truthfully, I mean, when we went, none of us really had a lot of money, and we were able to go and have a great time and not spend a fortune. And we didn't have to, it wasn't like we were not doing shit that we wanted to do because we didn't have the money to do it. It just wasn't a terribly expensive trip. You can make it a terribly expensive trip.
Yeah, of course
you can.
You can
go and have an absolute ball and not feel like you sacrificed anything.
Yeah.
And not,
and you know what's cheaper for you guys? Because you guys don't drink. So well, here's you wouldn't lose any money that way.
For me, the expense always comes down to lodging. That's the
No. You camp.
I camp. Absolutely.
You camp at the Buffalo Chip.
Yeah.
You'll have the fucking time of your life, and it's very inexpensive.
Now, for a week of camping, how much would it cost you?
If I remember correctly, and we're probably better off looking it up than me saying it, but if I remember correctly, to be there for the week, and we bought the music pass because literally every night at your campground, you have major acts playing. So I think like the first night we got there, George Thurgood was playing. You know, you'll see like major every day, right?
Yeah.
I think, I want to say for the week, it was somewhere between $200 and $300 for the whole week.
And that's hard for me, believe it or not. It's hard for me to come up with that kind of money. Every penny I make goes out. But now if we're talking like, if I saved up over 6 to 8 months period,
like you said, if you save up for your Bermuda trip and use that for your Sturgis trip,
I have no control over that money. But I could, like, we right here, AMA Vintage Days happens in Ohio, and that is July 5th through July 7th. I hear that's a great time.
Well, here's another issue with the whole thing too: is we work.
Well, that's
if we were to be retired, we could do all of this.
You know, working is the problem. That gets in the way.
It depends. I mean, Ohio, you can. Ohio is a very attainable trip.
Yeah, that is. But it comes down
to. You have to get off of work to do it.
But Not necessarily. You can go on Saturday and Sunday. It's fine. It's an eight-hour drive.
You could absolutely do it on a weekend.
Yeah. I really would love to go to this. But the thing it comes down to is, again, the money. Short term, I don't have the cash to do this. Because it's for the camping, it was $20 a day. It doesn't seem like a lot, but then there's an additional $150 fee on top of that, or something like that. But I don't know. It's just something. But these are it's a great event at the AMA Vintage Days. It's at a motorsports park that they have there that they have this at. It's really, really a good time from what everybody goes. The guys from Cleveland Moto go all the time. Some of the folks from Motorcycles Misfits go. It's a good time. Vintage Motorcycles there, so you can check that out. That's pretty cool. You guys are very sedate tonight. What's up with that?
Are you
in a food coma mode?
I ate too much.
We got the Valor Ride happening July 14th. It's not really a rally, but it's happening July 14th. Same spot.
I'm hoping you do that.
Yeah, that's something we can do.
Chris, you going to do it?
What's the date of that?
July 14th.
July 14th.
Saturday or Sunday?
Sunday.
Roar to the Shore Bike Rally, July 17th through July 21st.
I'll be in the
Pennsylvania
Catholics.
Bike Week. More than 100,000 bikers and bike enthusiasts descend on the city located along the shores of Lake Erie.
Roar to the Shore.
Roar to the Shore. That's the shore of Lake Erie. Gotta check that out. It's a cool thing.
They have one down in Wildwood?
What do you call it?
They call that the Roar to the Shore, don't they?
Yeah. There is. They have the Sturgis of. This is Sturgis, Kentucky.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Bike Rally 2019. Thursday, July 18th through July 21st. It happens at the.
I bet you see some shit there, boy.
Probably.
Oh, yeah.
Some good old boys. They're doing some stuff. This happens in the Union County Fairgrounds in Sturgis, Kentucky. Don't get the two confused. I thought this was South Dakota. Okay. Bless you.
Awkward.
Thank you.
Yeah. And, of course, you got the 79th Sturgis Motorcycle Rally happening up there in Sturgis, South Dakota, between August 2nd and August 11th. If I came up with $500, could I do that, Red? Could I do that? Probably.
Well, here's... Here's what you really got to factor in.
Yeah.
Camping and all that other shit's not terribly expensive, especially food. for what you get.
You got to figure at least.
Honestly, your biggest expense is gas.
Yeah, because you go out there. I want to do the riding out there.
The riding out there is absolutely I mean, dude, the shit that we did, the stuff we saw out there. If you ever decide to go,
that's what I want to do.
You call me because I promise you, I will give you just some. You'll come back and you won't. I went 8 years ago and I still talk about it. Like the riding is unbelievable. Your biggest expense is going to be gas because no matter how you slice it, mm-hmm. you're getting out there somehow.
Yeah.
Whether you're trailering or whether you're riding.
Ride.
Either way, you're spending a ton of gas.
Yeah.
And then when you're out there, you're riding. So you're spending a ton of gas. I mean. Yeah.
You know, I was talking to Gloria Strzok, and she rides everywhere. She goes to Daytona all the time, and she goes to Sturgis. And she will not fly out. She'll ride the bike there all the time.
Good for her.
I asked her, are you trailering out there? Are you that flying awesome. Out there? She goes, no. No, I ride for the ride. And she will not do interstates.
Really? That woman is not a pussy.
She will not do interstates. She hates interstates. She goes, you don't see anything on the interstate.
Well, she's right about that because I will tell you, when we went out to Sturgis, we took
probably 80.
Yeah, but then you take something else.
Yeah.
80 to something else, it drops down. It's escaping me at the moment, but... like until you get close and the landscape really starts changing,
yeah,
you're like you feel like you're just in eternal Pennsylvania. You know what I mean? Like,
I believe it. No, you're
like,
right.
You know when you get on the highway in Pennsylvania,
yeah,
and it just looks like the same shit.
Yeah,
yeah.
It felt like that, like almost all the way out there.
Yeah, I know. Well, we've ridden in the van all the way to Indiana, and until we got to just outside of Ohio. Well, actually, I shouldn't say that. Midway through Ohio, it went from hilly to bone flat. You know, so.
Wow.
Not the bones were flat, but you know what I'm saying.
Ew.
Ew.
Long,
yeah, that's I would do it, though. I would definitely ride out there.
How many hours did it take you to get there?
What did it say?
Well,
22, I think it was. We can find out real quick.
We got there fairly quickly. But we weren't messing around.
Turgis? Yeah, we're going to Turgis.
Right? Yeah, wait, what's that? Is that the cheap man version? Not going to Sturgis, going to Turgis.
It's a fucking...
It's behind Walgreens in Ohio. No.
It's a Middle Eastern bar in Bergen County. You go there for Turgis. Fucking tapas.
Yeah, from home.
Okay, it's 1 day, 1 hour, it says.
How many miles?
1,736.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 1,761, whatever. So you look at 26 hours. So you split that sucker in half and ride for 13 hours, stay overnight, and you finish it.
Yep.
But I would go the southern route.
You take your time going up there.
Take your time. Take the southern route, and then you can go past. I don't want to go through Cleveland. I don't want to go through Chicago.
There's
so,
90. 90 is what we switch to.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, you're not going to go 80?
No.
You take 80 to 90.
No. For me, the best way to go would be take 76 through Ohio and Route 70. Go the southern route like that.
You're going way down then.
And then come back up.
So what's wrong with that?
1820. So 1820 miles.
Then you got to go through Kansas City.
It's only an hour. It's an hour difference.
Sorry for anybody listening.
No, not going through Kansas City, Missouri. Not going that far south. But anyway. I would rather ride there. You want to ride there, Chris?
Yes.
We'll ride there. When do you want to go?
No problem.
We're gonna go this year.
Let's go.
Let's go. Okay, we'll camp.
It is. I'm telling you, it'll be something. It'll be. You should go because I will tell you, it is. I've done a lot of different stuff that it's like, you know, people ask me how it is, and I'm like, well, you know, if you get the opportunity to go, you know, but. If you don't,
I'll tell you what I'll do.
But you trailered out there, right?
Well, we didn't really have a choice. It was a matter of,
or you had your.
It was a time. It was a time thing, right?
It was a time thing. So the three of us, we were able to get a week off. So the way that I looked at it is, even if we did it the way that you were talking, right? You split it into two and two.
For us, 4 days of travel.
So that's 4 days to see what fucking Ohio looks like, or Or we can take turns, you know, because then that only gives us 3 days out there. I didn't want 3 days out there. I wanted as many days out there as possible. Right. So what we did
Listen,
if I could have gotten 2 weeks off, I would have gladly rode out there. I would have loved to have rode out there. I would have loved to have been there longer than we were. But we decided to drive. So what we did was we put three bikes in the trailer, and so there was the three of us. One person driving, one person awake to make sure that dude was all right, and then one person sleeping.
Yeah.
We never shut the truck off. We literally drove straight through. So we left Saturday morning at like 5 o'clock in the morning, and we were in Sturgis Sunday night.
Nice.
There you go. So this is what we do, Chris. We quit our jobs, yep. And we leave on Friday.
Why do I got to keep working?
Somebody's got to pay for it.
Yeah. So we got this all planned out,
there's
and we'll just ride straight out.
And fuck you to express my fuck you-ness.
And don't forget.
I'll quit right now.
I'm right there with you. And on Monday, September 30th through October 6th, you've got Myrtle Beach Bike Week, the fall rally.
Myrtle Beach. I haven't been there. Have you been
there? I haven't done Myrtle.
No? What was that?
I'm having a stroke.
I went to Myrtle Beach last year.
I haven't done Myrtle. I'd like to.
The thing about it is everything is so spread out. It is very spread out.
How long does it take to get to Myrtle from here?
It's like if you drive.
No.
You fly down?
No.
How are you getting there? Or ride down?
It is the motorcycle Monday.
Yeah, I know. What were you? Oh, I don't what know the how. Fuck I, were I, you well, do?
Hold it.
What were you doing?
Not more than 2 minutes ago, he was talking about trailering his bike down to Sturgis.
Well, you had to take two guesses to get to it. Yeah. And you left riding out completely.
Yeah. I know.
What's left?
Well, on the Lighthouse Man podcast, here we slide. Right.
So,
no, I'm just kidding.
It would be, I know a drive down is 13 hours.
All right. So ride's probably, all right.
That's the same. So
yeah, maybe add an hour or two.
Now, you have what they call the Grand Strand, which is the section from North Myrtle Beach all the way down to Merrill's Inlet. And that's 17 miles.
Doesn't Maryland have a bike week, too?
Yeah, Maryland Ocean City Bike Week. Yeah, Ocean City, Maryland Bike Week. And I don't recall when that is. I think that's in
easy enough.
September, I think. That's doable. Woody goes
no farther than going to Cape May.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, yeah, just go across and then take the ferry.
Yeah.
But... it was okay. Everything happens down at Merrill's Inlet. That's where all the action is. That's where all the bars are. That's where everything happens. Along the way, all the way going up to North Myrtle Beach, there's a Harley dealer. There's a couple other places you can stop, and there's a whole biker expo that happens at this mall that you can stop at. But I just felt it was too spread out. It was okay. And you can eat cheap down there, that's for sure. You can eat way cheap down there. But it's pretty cool. Would I do it again? If I had my bike, probably.
Awkward.
Yeah. If I was just going down as a driver fly down vacation just to hang out and whatever, check things out, I wouldn't do that again. Because no, it's because you're not involved and you're really not doing much.
You're basically
a spectator. Yeah, really.
Exactly.
You know, and that's what I felt like. Even though I went on 5 test rides, I felt like a spectator the entire week I was there.
Boo.
Yeah, that's kind of so. But with regard to Ocean City Bike Week, let's see what it is. Ocean City Bike Week. Ocean City Bike Fest happens when?
March 1st. We missed it.
That's a concert announcement.
Event details.
Huh?
Schedule.
Oh, you know what I hate about these fucking rallies? They make it so hard to figure out when the fuck they are.
Yeah.
Like, don't you think September 12th to the 15th should be wham, the first fucking thing you see?
Yeah. Like, that's what they do with Americade. So here you go. September 12th through the 15th. There you go. I don't know. He goes to it every year. He seems to like it.
Mm-hmm.
So
he didn't go last year, but he does?
That's Ocean City.
Woody. Yeah, Ocean City, Maryland.
Make an effort to go down here this year.
It's close enough. That's close.
12th to the 15th. Let's look at a calendar. Let's go to the Motorcycle Men calendar and check it out.
Go down to damn Cape May during the day. That's November.
September.
What did I say the date was? 12th to the 15th?
So, oh, Shit.
That's a Thursday through a Sunday.
I think they're all going to be about the same thing.
Yeah, probably about the same. And where does it take place? In Ocean City. Duh. Cool. So how about we change this to Ocean City, Maryland? And how long does it take to get to Ocean City, Maryland from my house? Boop. 3 hours and 40 minutes.
I think taking the ferry would be fun.
The ferry is cool. The other thing is it's expensive. It's like $25 one way.
Even for a motorcycle?
Yes.
But still, I mean, it's something you don't do every day. It's
so you're looking at 4 hours. Well, for you guys, it'd be 5 hours. 4 hours.
That'd make me nervous.
That's nothing. No, it's actually...
No, my luck, the boat would go down with my bike on it, and I'm like, motherfucker!
I know. That's like insult to injury.
Yeah.
It's actually a nice ferry ride. It's I've done it a couple times. I've done it quite a few times, actually.
Yeah, that's nothing.
It's a nice ride. And with not only that, you're riding down the Garden State Parkway the whole way, and the parkway is just it's a cakewalk.
Yeah.
It really is a nice ride.
Wow. Assuming that there's no fucking road work. I feel like every time I decide to go all the way down the shore, they're like, yep, well, we're just going to repave the entire fucking thing.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, you're sitting there, and they've got everything down to one lane, and it's like, okay, so now I'm just fucking sitting here getting hot, and then it starts raining, and the next thing you know, you're like, well, I'm glad I fucking decided to do this.
Well, where's the construction now? Is it down by the...
Actually, believe it or not, the whole way down, I didn't hit any.
See?
This is the first time in I can't tell you how many years it didn't rain.
So we have to go.
Construction.
So we have to go.
So the next 10 years are guaranteed to be completely fucked.
Is there, yeah. Is there camping down there? I would camp. I would do that and camp.
Ocean City?
Yeah.
On the beach? What?
Lodging. Do we camp there? Or do you have residences? Group? A lot of hotels to stay in.
But it's probably like any other thing. If you don't book that shit now, you ain't finding nothing when you go down.
What you look up is you look up OC, Ocean City camping.
Yeah.
There's got to be something.
It's doable.
There.
We could do that. I would do it. Would you do it?
Yeah, it's close enough.
September? What did you say? There's a second week in September? I'll be just back off of vacation upstate.
If money allows, I would do it.
Yeah, I'll be just back off of vacation, so I wouldn't be able to go the 12th, 13th. I could go the 14th and 15th.
Hey, is that the same bike that was on that wall there? No, which one? September. On the left, look to your left.
Oh, almost. It's the same bike. Holy shit. Wow. So on the June calendar this year, we got the CVO Road Glide, the 2018 CVO Road Glide. I rode that. That's nice. All right, guys, got anything else?
Nope. Nope, I'm good.
I don't have much.
So let's get out there and ride. Again, we got some great interviews coming up. We have a Rider Rides interview coming up. And I also have the interview with Elspeth Beard. Elspeth Beard is the first British woman to ride around the world. She did it in the 1980s.
Wow.
And she had some things to say about riding across America and all the 1980s. People who were approaching her. So it's pretty funny.
Should be interesting.
And that's about it. I got nothing else going on. Cool. Just got a lot of riding coming up. The weather's nicer. We're going to get some riding in.
Yeah.
I ride every day to work.
I'm going up and doing my Catskills thing.
Catskills thing, mean to your place?
No. Yeah. Every year we ride up to my buddy's.
Is it a buddy or a friend? Make it promote.
He's a friend of a buddy.
A buddy friend.
All right.
He's got a place up in the Catskills, and we ride up there, and that's one of the motorcycle camping things that we do.
Oh, okay.
So we'll ride up there and, you know, camp and ride around and shit and then come home.
Cool.
How many people could stay at your place?
Mine?
Yeah.
Didn't you just say you had like 30 people?
I had like 26 people up there.
Now, was that just for a day or was that for a whole weekend?
It was from Saturday to Monday.
No kidding.
Yeah.
And everybody just kind of like slummed and just
That's why I finally caved and rebought a pickup truck.
Yeah.
I had to take all their garbage home in the back of my Jeep, and my Jeep smelled like a fucking dumpster for 2.5 hours, so I said... Well, time to get a truck again.
Yeah.
So I now have that truck again.
Good. What year is your truck?
It's an 18.
Oh,
nice.
I'll have to take a look at it.
Must be nice to have Justin money.
Yeah, really. I'm telling you. Guy goes to Sturgis, you know.
Yeah, 9 years ago.
Well, you know how it is.
Yeah, you know what? It's, well, it's, it was due. It was functional.
It was time.
I needed to do it, yeah.
It was time.
Very cool.
All right. Well, that's it for us. I want to thank everybody for listening in. This was kind of a sedate podcast, I thought. It was very sedate. Yeah. And I just wanted to say
We'll get hate mail about it.
I don't know. Maybe.
Let me make up for it.
And I'm sure we'll get some comments with regard to.
You know what? We do that, though. There's like sedate episodes we have, and then there's just like full blown insane episodes that we have.
Yeah.
And then there's just really good episodes. Like there's.
They're all over the place.
You get the gamut. Yeah.
Yeah. But this time I was kind of sedate, I think. And I think everybody kind of appreciated it.
Yeah, my jizzy mouth wasn't too full today.
Everybody was in a food coma.
Yeah, well, that's because
everybody had their mouth full tonight. Oh, that sounded so wrong. Everybody's mouth was full tonight.
He showed up quiet.
This is the cum bucket podcast.
Wow. Really?
Just cut it right there.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
End it there.
Wow.
Just hard line it right there.
Why? Well, thank you very much for listening. This is episode 201 of the Motorcycle Men Podcast. I am Ted, your host. And, of course, I am here with Timbuktu.
Remember, people, ride like nobody sees you.
And, of course, Chris the Joker.
Shut the fuck up.
And Justin Shoes.
Get the fuck up!
And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, wait a minute.
All right, here we go. Ready, stop.
Hold it.
Yes.
We say stupid crap so you don't have to. This is why people have anxiety when they listen to our podcast.
Everybody relax.
Calm down. Center yourself. Listen to
Be
the
calm.
Sound of my voice. Do you hear nothing? There is no noises. Listening to the sound of my voice. Everything is good.
Yeah, if you get good at it, then you won't hear any of our sound effects.
That's right. Or us.
Yeah.
Good night, folks.
All right, fuck off.
Good night, fuckers.
Fuck off, he said.
Oh.